welcome back to it. Good to have you here. My next guest, Craig Unger, is the New York Times bestselling author of the new book, American Compromat, and a former editor-in-chief of Boston Magazine. As you heard, Rudy Giuliani's home in New York was raided here recently. They busted in the door at 6 in the morning, rifled around for a few hours, and then left. But does it mean anything? And does it go anywhere? My guess is probably not. In fact, people are upset with the way the FBI is conducting itself. But, Craig, welcome to the program. What do you make of this raid? What do you think of it?
Well, it could mean a lot. Those warrants are very, very hard to get. And the FBI doesn't get those kind of warrants unless it has probable cause. And they're even harder to get when the subject is, like Giuliani, a lawyer. So the question is this one of those threads that when pulled starts to unravel the whole thing? Does it lead to Donald Trump? Is it the kind, what was Giuliani really being accused of? Will it go anywhere and will it lead to Donald Trump? And that's what's interesting to me.
Leading to Donald Trump in what way?
Well, first of all, if Rudy is really on the ropes and if he flips, the one person for him to testify against would be Donald Trump. Now, it's unlikely that he may do that, but it's important to understand why the raid took place. And it's often framed as being part of, was there a violation of the Foreign Agents Registration Act for lobbying for a foreign country? And that sounds sort of almost benign and boring and bureaucratic. Well, it's not, because what's really
what it sounds like, Craig, is a grotesque double standard is what it sounds like. Because we see people like Hunter Biden and John Kerry and others going all over the world making deals, talking to people. It sounds like a grotesque double standard. And in fact, how bad is it at the FBI? I'd like to play you a soundbite. Things are bad at the FBI, and it's so bad that the FBI has been weaponized to such a point that flaming liberals like Morning Joe and Mika Brzezinski are saying this is wrong. What happened to, they hate Rudy Giuliani. They say it's wrong. I want you to hear bite number eight. Alex, cue up bite number eight. Play this. Listen in.
I'm saying this about people with whom I disagree on politics. And again, I'm warning you, if you are a progressive that may cheer on Rudy Giuliani getting in the newspaper, I promise you this is un-American. It has continued. The pace of it has gone up. And when they turn on people that you support or a member of your family, you'll understand just how dangerous and how un-American this is. Prosecutors trying cases in the court of public opinion. It needs to stop. And I hope Merrick Garland will really crack down on this trend that has been going on for decades.
Rich. Been going on for decades, Craig, through different administrations, putting it out there, leaking information. The FBI is doing an abysmal job, and there's no evidence at this point of much of anything.
There's lots of evidence that Giuliani was working with Andrei Derkach, who is a Russian intelligence agent. Mm-hmm. There's money coming from the Russian oligarchs like Dmitry Firtash that went to his associates. And what Giuliani was doing was carrying out intelligence operations for Russian intelligence. These were disinformation operations.
Your accusation here today is that Rudy Giuliani was acting as an agent of the Russian government. Is that your accusation?
He was working with them, and he was disseminating disinformation that aided them. Absolutely. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I'll look for the charges, because I'm going to make you a little side wager here, Craig. Bet you a dollar, no charges are ever filed.
We will have to see on that. But there's no question that...
charges would be filed. And you sound like you're not convinced charges will be filed either. And if you're so sure of what you're telling me and the listeners here, that there's no question that charges would be filed, but they won't be, will they?
I think you just cut me off. Or am I still on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air. Absolutely. Okay. I don't cut anybody off.
What I said is that Giuliani worked with people who were in Russian intelligence, and he was carrying out their operations. He was distributing disinformation. Mm-hmm. This was impeachment number one, and it's all part of it. A lot of this was testified to before Congress nationally. There's nothing new to that.
Uh-huh. So this was impeachment number one back in 2019. 2 years later, however, strangely, nothing's come of it, and President Trump could have pardoned Rudy Giuliani if they actually thought there was anything to it, and Rudy being a former prosecutor, federal prosecutor, and a guy who understands his way around a courtroom and so forth, didn't think that, oh, maybe I did something wrong here, I need a pardon. It didn't occur to him, so he just said, well, I'll just take my chances. Come on.
I'm sorry, you're not dealing with that. His relationship with Andrei Dzerkhoch, who is part of Russian, who is a Russian asset.
Okay.
That doesn't mean it didn't happen. It clearly happened. It's been widely reported.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's the crime then? Because the crime that he's never going to be charged with. Tell me, Craig. I got about 30 seconds. I'll give you the last word.
Foreign Agent Registration Act violation, but as I was explaining, it's much more than a mere bureaucratic violation. He is receiving money from people tied to Vladimir Putin, and he is carrying out work that aids, that are operations being conducted with the help of Russian intelligence. This is exactly what Manafort did earlier. Giuliani picked up the baton after Manafort went to jail, but effectively, Paul Manafort got $75 million from Putin's cronies.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on it. My prediction, Craig, is that not one charge will be filed ever, but I appreciate you coming here. And by the way, I don't cut anybody off. Just so we're clear, you're welcome to come anytime, and I appreciate the input. Quick break.
I appreciate that.